The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art. Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
The logbook.com's escape pod is still in flight, exploring the futuristic, the fantastic, and the unmistakably geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, I'll guide you through what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1975, the Soviet Soyuz 17 mission lifted off, taking its crew of two cosmonauts to a month-long stay in orbit, setting the record for Soviet space endurance at the time. The cosmonauts even managed to conduct some in-orbit repairs, regrinding a warped telescope mirror on the spot. Their landing, however, left a lot to be desired. When the crew of Soyuz 17 returned to Earth, 45-mile-per-hour blizzard winds blew them to one of the bumpiest landings in the history of the Soviet space program. In 1996, Space Shuttle Endeavour lifted off on a 9-day mission to retrieve a Japanese satellite launched by an earlier shuttle mission, as well as testing possible future space station construction techniques. This was Endeavour's 10th flight into space.
In the next few seconds, thousands of gallons of water will be dumped onto the launch platform to help suppress the sound and shock of the 7 million pounds of thrust produced by the shuttle. 10, 9, 8, we have a go for engine start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Booster ignition and liftoff of Endeavour in pursuit of the Japanese satellite.
In 1787, William Herschel discovered two moons of Uranus via telescope. The two moons were given names from Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, Oberon and Titania. Born today in 1923, Star Trek scriptwriter Jerome Bixby. He wrote the episodes Mirror, Mirror, and Day of the Dove, and also wrote the popular Twilight Zone episode It's a Good Life, which featured young Billy Mumy sending folks into the cornfield, never to return.
Why, you wish them all away.
I don't like him. They didn't like me. I hate anybody like that. I hate anybody that doesn't like me.
Why, everybody loves you, Anthony. They love you, son. You're everybody's favorite.
I heard somebody think one time, I don't remember when, but sometime, that I shouldn't wish away all the automobiles and things. And electricity. They said that it wasn't good that I did that. Somebody thought that one time. Who? Who thought that?
Why, that was Teddy Reynolds who thought that. He owned the farm up the road.
He shouldn't have thought those bad thoughts. That's why I made him go on fire.
Cosmonaut Lev Diomin was born in 1926. Actor Rod Taylor, star of The Time Machine and Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, was born in 1930. Felix Silla, the man inside the Tweaky suit in Buck Rogers, was born in 1937. Derek Riddell, who played Blake in the radio remake of Blake 7, was born in 1967. Science fiction author Robert Anton Wilson, writer of the Illuminatus and Schrödinger's Cat trilogies, died on this day in 2007. RSS creator Aaron Swartz died on this day in 2013. On this day in 1988, a hard-boiled holodeck detective mystery turned deadly in the Peabody Award-winning Star Trek The Next Generation episode, The Big Goodbye.
I'm afraid I can't help you, Mr. Leech. The game is over.
I assure you, this is not a game.
Take it from me, Leech. You'll never find it. Now, give me the gun.
Oh. But they're not real.
There's massive internal bleeding. We have to get him to sick bay.
How could this happen?
If we don't get him to sick bay, he will die.
Exit. Computer, exit.
Identify exit.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, thelogbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, the Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and the Big Finish Doctor Who audio adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.